Hello, world. I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse Magazine. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
We recently heard Man of the House in Album 67, another episode featuring Wyatt Perkins and family.
And a while ago, writer Marshall Younger, creator of Wyatt, described the character as someone who speaks with the utmost authority on subjects he knows nothing about.
But Tucker Chandler, the actor who plays Wyatt, he isn't like that at all. He does know a lot about several different subjects. I got to talk with Tucker recently about playing Wyatt and being a kid actor in Hollywood.
I'm looking forward to hearing this.
Hey, Tucker, thanks for being on the podcast with us today.
My pleasure.
So when did you know that you wanted to be an actor? I mean, how old were you, and was there a specific moment when it kind of clicked and you realized, hey, I can do this?
What happened was my brother was already an actor, and one day when he got an audition for a serial, I just stepped in the booth to give it a go, and then they asked, who is that kid? and then I got the role in that commercial.
Uh-huh.
And yeah.
And how old were you when that happened?
I was 7 years old.
Okay, and you're 10 now, so you've been working for 3 years.
Yes.
Yeah. So how did your parents respond when you decided that it wasn't just one commercial, you wanted to do this a bit?
My parents were performers, and I think it's in the blood a little. And like, they met while doing a show.
Uh-huh.
And now my mom is a director.
Well, listen, most of us are never going to be involved in a professional audition. And my guess is that with all the work that you do, you're probably auditioning a lot. So take us into that room. What's it like to audition for a part?
Well, they send you an audition. And if they like you, after you submit that audition, they might send you in for a callback, which is when they kind of pin you to a board with other kids and see who is great for the role.
Mm-hmm.
And then you might book it or not. It's nice if you book it.
Uh-huh.
Along with voiceover, there's always on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And with on camera, it's harder because you need to set up a whole place where you're going to shoot it. You got to put a screen behind you, or you just got to have a plain place that mm-hmm. you're standing in. Then if you get a call back, it's more you go to some place to do it again.
You anticipated my next question. This is what I was going to ask you. I wanted to know whether you did some on-camera work as well as voiceover, and it sounds like you've had some neat opportunities. Have you gotten any roles that we would know about?
I got a commercial for Buick and a commercial for Chrysler.
So when you do auditions, do you ever get nervous?
No, not really. It's just I learn the script, and then like I get it into my mouth, and then I just do it.
So losing out on a role, of course, is part of every actor's life, no matter how talented they are. Have you ever been disappointed when maybe another actor got a part that you really wanted?
I don't really think about it after an audition. It's just I do the audition, then I'm done with it. If I get the callback or if I book it, that's great. But if I don't get it, well, it's just an audition.
Uh-huh, sure. Well, we've heard that an actor should never ask the question, how do you say this line? Okay, so what should you ask instead?
I think you should ask, like, how does the character feel on this line? Or how is the character thinking in this line?
Mm-hmm.
Putting yourself in the character's shoes and seeing what is going on with them.
Well, that's good advice. Well, listen, your credits online mention that you provided additional voices in last year's animated feature, The Grinch. What does that mean, and which voices in The Grinch are yours?
So in the movie, well, the new The Grinch, I did something called looping,
mm-hmm.
which is where you do those background voices that the movie doesn't really have a touch to it without. They get a group of kids, like kids to adults, and then they would be screaming, they would be laughing, they would be singing Christmas carols, all of that.
So additional voices, they may not have a character name, but they're just as important.
They don't have character names.
Yeah, but they're very important.
Yeah, the movie wouldn't really be good without them.
Right.
You got to have those, like, on a schoolyard, kids talking, mm-hmm. laughing, yeah.
Well, on Adventures in Odyssey, your character of Wyatt Perkins acts like he's the world-renowned expert on every subject, but he doesn't know quite as much as he thinks he does he?
Yeah.
Well, how about you? Is there a topic that you're really an expert about?
Yeah, I really love spelling. And in every single spelling bee that I entered at my school for 2 years straight, I might enter this year too, I always get fourth place. Always on a word that I'm nervous, and I mess it up while I'm nervous. And what I really like to do is I really like to get fun fact books, like these miscellaneous facts. Like, I have this book in my room right now. It's called The Awesome Book of Useless Information. Yeah, yeah, I think it's that.
Okay, so give us an idea, maybe some piece of useless information that you've gathered recently that you thought, wow, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, on page 29, it says, the gray whale is not really gray. It is black.
There you go.
I never knew that. I just flipped to a random page.
Very good. Very good. Well, listen, walk us through your day when you are recording Odyssey. First of all, how do you get ready to play Wyatt?
Well, what I do is I usually record after school. So the day before, or I would read through the script, I would do warm-up exercises, and I do those before a lot of jobs to get my voice into that place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I was talking with Justin Felbinger not long ago. He's the actor who plays Matthew Parker. And he said that one of the things that he always does, something he doesn't do, actually, is he doesn't eat or drink dairy before he goes into the studio because it kind of messes with his voice. So is there anything like that that maybe your parents have advised you, oh, this is probably not a good idea to do this before you go in to record?
Never scream. Never do anything that's grindy on your voice.
Okay.
Always. If I, like, have a friend over and then I go into a funny voice, my parents stick their head in and then go, hey, Tucker, don't grind.
Because you don't want to hurt your voice before you go in. Yeah. So, do you ever do any video game work? Because I understand that can be kind of tough on the voice.
I haven't really done many video game parts. I do shows and stuff, but I haven't really gotten any video game roles.
Well, that's probably a good thing, especially the ones that have you screaming a lot. That wouldn't be very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how do you balance school and acting? I mean, what happens if you have an acting job during school? What do you do then?
When I have an acting job during school, we always have school on set. So if I'm gonna miss all of school, then I have to do 3 hours with a studio teacher on the set.
Mm-hmm.
So just 3 hours of focused learning.
Yeah.
So I'm not missing any work.
What is it that you enjoy most about school and being with the other students rather than being alone on a set?
I like the company of my friends. I have a lot of great friends. And I like the social ways of school.
Uh-huh.
I just enjoy school.
What happens when you get to the studio to record Adventures in Odyssey? Are there any routines before that first scene? Like, for instance, do you like to read the script ahead of time? Do you prefer to maybe wait and look at it when you get there?
Whenever I get there, I say hi to everybody, sit down, and then there's always great sodas, food.
Yeah, so they do a good job there.
Wet my whistle, everything.
And are there any actors that you've worked with that you really look forward to working with that you just can't wait to see him again?
I like the man who played Wooten. If he can come back, then I like that.
We all like Jess. Yeah, Jess Harnell is a lot of fun. And I think a lot of the kids who get to work with him enjoy his company. He's got a lot of great energy, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tucker, the next question I have for you is actually from one of our fans. It's something that we call our TRQ.
TRQ!
Our totally random question, and it's from Leah Cupcake. And she says, if you had $1 million and had to spend it in one day, what would you buy?
Well, I really want to buy a trip to Bora Bora in Italy for my family, then get my family and friends all the things that they want most but could never afford. Because I like to give gifts.
Well, that's very generous. Gift-giving is your love language. That is a cool deal. Well, of the Adventures in Odyssey episodes that you've recorded so far, do you have a favorite one? Is there something that that stands out, maybe a scene that you recorded that was a lot of fun to do?
Yeah. Playing favorites. The one where Wyatt doesn't think he's bonding with his sister.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you what, I have a favorite Wyatt scene. I think it's the one where you were up in a tree and there was a raccoon on the ground. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
Well, Tucker, it's been a lot of fun chatting with you today, getting to know you a little bit, and I know that our fans feel the same way. Thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
You can hear Tucker as Wyatt Perkins in Man of the House in Album 67, More Than Meets the Eye.
The album continues airing on the radio and online this weekend with the episode A Sacrificial Escape. Let's hear a preview now.
Next time on Adventures in Odyssey, a local business sets up a thrilling escape room in the basement at Wits End.
It's bigger than I expected.
But things take a dangerous turn.
Whoa!
What just happened?
The door slammed shut.
But why?
Nothing is an accident.
We're all going to play a little game of search for your life.
Hold on tight for the next Adventure in Odyssey.
So, for those of you who feel like any episode with a parental warning at the front is bound to be a good one, well, you'll enjoy A Sacrificial Escape.
And for any parents listening, just a heads up that this one is a little more intense than usual.
You can hear the episode this weekend on the radio or online. And of course, it's available on CD, download, and in the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And just a reminder, if you're going to submit a nomination for the WIT Awards, do it soon. The nominations close October 31st.
This is that award where you nominate a friend, family member, teacher, or coach who's been a wise and encouraging mentor for you. Kind of like WIT.
Right. You know, and I love when we get to interview the winners and hear their inspiring stories.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
You can visit us online at witsend.org/podcast. You can join the club at aioclub.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.